You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Representative Joan Bauer of Lansing. Good evening, Joan. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
You've had a busy day. Same question I asked Representative Mark Meadows off the top. Have you had time to kind of absorb the day's events?
Well, it has been a busy day, and being on the House Appropriations Committee, and of course, Representative Meadows is on the Taxation Committee. We both met together to hear with the senators to hear the governor's recommended budget. So it has been a crazy day.
I'm glad you mentioned by introduction that you are on the House Appropriations Committee. He said there would be sweeping changes, and by he I mean Governor Rick Snyder, and he's done just that in this budget. What stands out for you areas of concern to first of all?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I think we all agree that things have to change, and we know there is a significant budget deficit that has to be addressed. So, you know, we're all prepared for changes. And so some of the things, as I looked overall at the many things that were discussed, introduced, proposed today that are part of Governor Snyder's budget, probably for me, because of my role on higher education subcommittee over the last 4 years, I'm very concerned with that 15% cut to our universities. I think that's a huge budget cut for them, and I'm concerned about, you know, they've been making cuts over the last 10 years. We've continued to fund higher ed less and less, so they'll deal with that operationally, and then they'll have to pass some of that, I'm sure, on to students, even with cutting in addition to that, and then we know the passing on to students means higher financial aid. And Cheryl, the reason that matters to me is that when we talk about our first priority of jobs, in order to do that and get the kind of jobs that are good-paying jobs in Michigan for a future for our young people, but also to help turn our state around, those jobs take, whether it's a six-month certificate up to a college degree. So just think I'm very concerned about that.
We have talked about that. You and I have spoken about that a couple of times as well. If we want young folks to stay here in the communities, you know, if we can educate them here and then keep them here with the jobs, that's the goal. I had talked to Representative Meadows about that was kind of a surprise to me. And then, of course, per pupil funding in the public schools as well took a hit.
Yes. And then that's a $300 hit, which for the Lansing Public Schools is about approximately $4.2 million. And, you know, they just took a cut this past year of about $170 in the current budget. So the foundation allowance continues to go down, and that's difficult. It's especially difficult for our urban schools. They have a lot of challenges. You know, you have a higher percentage of at-risk students who need additional services. So I'm concerned about that. In fact, tonight I'm speaking to our school board at 7. I'm delivering the news, which I'm sure they already know. But yeah, that does also concern me. Now, community colleges in the governor's recommended budget were, there was no recommended cut. So for Lansing Community College, which is just an excellent learning facility, at least there's no increase, but at least there's no cut for them recommended.
At this point, too. Yes. What about and we certainly can't touch on all things, but just things that folks are certainly talking about around the water cooler, if you will, the elimination of the Michigan business tax and replacing it with a flat 6% corporate income tax on major corporations. How do you feel? How is that sitting?
Well, you know, that's the one that I think is the hardest to judge for everybody. We know that. I mean, we would all agree that the Michigan business tax needed to have huge adjustments to it, and we needed to get rid of the surcharge. So I think that there's agreement on that. I haven't yet heard. I think we have to have businesses weigh in on how this impacts them, affects them. If this will, I mean, the goal is that this will help strengthen business, and we will therefore have businesses that hire more people and help the state. That's good. That needs a little more analysis, in my opinion.
Now, he had said that, you know, Governor Schneider had said that this was going to shake things up, and he has said that this is what we have to do to get the state going in the right direction, make a permanent change.
There are lots of pieces, and I think that, now I've only been, you know, in office 4 years, but in talking to people who've been around even, you know, had been around before and a lot longer, these are many, many interlocking pieces as part of a budget. You have all the changes in the taxation, whether it be the business tax, pensions, you know, the changes with the income tax rollback. They all then interrelate with the spending side. So, you know, this was really the first that we had the presentation and the information. So, you know, now the Appropriations Committee has to step back and really look at all the pieces of the budget recommended by the governor. The Tax Committee will look at all the tax issues, and then we have to work together to be sure that whatever we do makes sense for Michigan. So there's a lot of debate and discussion that still is going to go on. And, I mean, the good news is everybody wants the same thing. They want a better Michigan, a stronger Michigan. We just need to, we might have some differences on, you know, to whom we think the shift in taxes should go and the burdens. And, you know, I'm just concerned that it's as fair as it can be, that, you know, we have to make sacrifices, that it's something that we all share in.
And I did ask this of my earlier guest also. What did you see that you liked, if anything?
Oh, I liked, I absolutely liked the idea that, I mean, it's very clear this budget does not kick the can down the road further. I mean, we've been able to do that the last few years. We had stimulus money. We don't anymore. This is recommending some options that are, some of them are, I like, some I don't like, but it is dealing with the issue. I think that's extremely important. It doesn't recommend cuts to Medicaid. I think that's important at this time. One out of five of our citizens is on Medicaid. And, you know, I was glad to see that part of the safety net being supported by the governor's recommendations. We've already cut providers, meaning our physicians and hospitals that take care of Medicaid patients. They've had to deal with 8% cuts. We did not cut again. So, you know, I like that part of the budget. The other, we knew there were going to be cuts coming. So mm-hmm. The rest of it is obviously there are things we have to now look at to say, how do we make it fair? You know, as fair as possible, as sharing the sacrifice here. How are we sure that we invest in the things we need to invest in? I obviously think we need more money in, you know, in education. So there'll be a lot of discussion and debate.
Well, the discussion
as we move forward, and that's important because I think it's important at the legislative level. It's important that all of our citizens, we all have to begin to say, what do we want to fund? What do we expect government to do? And then how are we going to pay for it? And maybe we had to get to this point. You know, the other part, Cheryl, that I'm very concerned with is revenue sharing. That's the money that goes to our cities and counties. And in Lansing, we've made many, many cuts already. And I worry that the next round, because there's a recommendation to eliminate the statutory revenue sharing, which could mean up to $6 million for the city of Lansing. Mm-hmm. If that happens, you know, I worry about public safety, you know, police, fire. So there's a lot of tough choices here.
There are. And the discussion, the hard work has just begun, Joan.
Right, right. Well, we have a lot of proposals, and they're certainly bold, and they certainly are dealing with the problem. So now we do the next step as a legislature, and that's the Democratic process, and, you know, we have our say on it now, too.
Absolutely.
And hopefully the citizens will weigh in and call us and let us know what they think.
I'm sure your phone will be ringing. I'm sure. I'm certain of that, Joan. Well, have a good evening as you head off to the school board, and thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Been speaking with Representative Joan Bauer of Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.